Welcome to Union City Radio for Thursday, October 15th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. We are fighters on fire. Justice will guide us. We are the champions. The world's gonna hear us. That's the catchy chorus of the brand new video released Tuesday by the Coalition of Labor Union Women, or CLU. CLU is urging people of all sexes to post the video, which features the DC Labor Chorus, on social media and share it widely. Our goal, says CLU, is to empower women to be leaders in their community and in the political arena. This video is a representation of the journey, one that begins with women's voices and women's vote. In today's labor calendar, tune in at 1 o'clock this afternoon for this week's edition of Your Rights at Work. Phones are open for your calls, plus we'll have the latest installment of Tales of the Resistance from the San Francisco Mime Troupe. That's 1 o'clock today here on WPFW 89.3 FM. In today's labor history, on this date in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Clayton Antitrust Act, often referred to as labor's Magna Carta, establishing that unions are not conspiracies under the law. It, for the first time, freed unions to strike, picket, and boycott employers. In the years that followed, however, numerous state measures and negative court interpretations weakened the law. Today's labor quote is from Section 6 of the Clayton Antitrust Act, which says that the labor of a human being is not a commodity or article of commerce. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. And please support Union City Radio by pledging your financial support now. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 or pledge online at WPFWFM.org. Click on Donate Now. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Oh, yeah, the union,
oh, the union
will be.